How you doing, race fans? And you're tuned in to another episode of Backstretch Talk, our trips and trouble notes. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, as usual, we're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Can't tell you the excitement that's building in the air. First, let's get through the snappy, very formful Los Alamitos meet, which is opening on Friday, December 3rd. Want to make sure that everybody is on board with us. It is a seven-day meet, 3 days the first week, 4 days the second. But the real excitement, of course, comes the day after Christmas when Santa Anita opens their doors for their 78-day meet, which runs through December 26th, all the way through, starts on December 26th. And runs through June 19th of next year. So that's what we're looking forward to. But I don't want to damper the enthusiasm with the upcoming meet at Los Al, because I'm going to tell you something. We've said it many times on our podcasts and our newsletters. Los Alamitos is a horse that is a race course that either horses love it or they don't. And it's a horse for course specialty racetrack is what we like to call it. And very long stretch. It's a very different configuration. And we do always very well at the Los Al meet. So let's not forget 7 days. Let's put a little bit of cash in our pocket, in our bankroll, so that we can come out firing for opening day at Santa Anita. And you can get involved in all the action by signing up for different packages. If you want to just try us out for 1 day, maybe for a weekend, you can certainly do that. And as of today, the taping of our segment here, the meet special, all 78 days of the upcoming Santa Anita winter meeting is on sale for a very low price. You get all 78 days for an incredible low price that is designed to fit every budget. Go to horseracing-selections.com and check out all the fun information and winning information too. So we hope that you do that. All right, today is Wednesday, December 1st, and yes, we've already, it's rapidly approaching Christmas. We hope that everybody out there had a wonderful Thanksgiving, that you enjoyed the race card that Del Mar offered with their special racing. So let's get to it. And of course, this covers the racing from Del Mar from Thursday, November 25th through Sunday, November 28th, a four-day week. And let's start with the Thanksgiving card on the 25th here. We're going to talk a little bit here about Bella Ranella. Now, didn't get the job done here. Was a decent second, a fast closing second. We really think that this four-year-old filly claimed back in June from the current connections here of Bill Spahr. I think Bill Spahr is finally making some progress with this filly. And she took a drop in class on the 25th and rewarded her connections with a solid second place effort. Now she's 0 for 8 now, or rather, I'm sorry, she was 0 for 7 at Del Mar. She's now 0 for 8. But we kind of like her. And if she surfaces at Los Al, maybe he's given a little bit of time off and comes back at Santa Anita, we suggest that you give her a look, and that is Bella Ranella. We're going to circle her and follow her. That's the only horse coming out of Thanksgiving. Let's get to the 26th, and we're going to talk here about Champagne Cammy. Nice-looking win here from the Vladimir Sarin Barn at $6. Nice ride by J.J. Hernandez. This horse did everything right, looked good on the gallop out, looked good coming back, and we're going to give her a peek next time when she surfaces against winners for the first time. If you were the backer of Midnight's Girl in here, you saw her get pulled up on the turn. Not sure what happened here. She looked like she was okay. She was standing on all fours. Something went amiss. But anyway, use caution with her when she comes back, because it wasn't a pretty sight here for Midnight's Girl. So anyway, just keep advised, heads up next time. Also in the sixth race here, we're going to talk a little bit about, who are we going to talk about here? Girl Axe, there we go. Now this is an interesting horse, guys, because it took forever for this son of Grayson to break his maiden. But when he paid the $21.40, our clients were all over this guy. We really liked him that day, despite the fact it took him forever to break his maiden. But what was interesting is, in his race prior to that, he dumped Abel Cedillo with the break. And that's what really kind of let us take note of this guy. He won the race, albeit it was riderless, and you didn't cash on your bet. But it was the way this guy did it that really impressed us. He skimmed the rail, and Gamely came through, one going away, in a race that that he was, you know, not dumped the rider at the break. It didn't matter whether we ran first or last. But nonetheless, we took notice. We took notice of this. And so we liked him. He came back and he worked fairly decently. And then he was entered and he was scratched. And then came back and then, of course, posted that win. So that was, something that we had expected. And then he's entered here and then he's scratched again. So obviously he's got some aches and pains, but he's in the barn of Doug O'Neill. And Doug can certainly take care of that. So we are going to advise following him, because that maiden win was impressive, as was the win prior to that when he didn't have a jock on him. But anyway, Gerlach, circle him. He's in sharp form right now. Continues to look good in the morning. And we're going to suggest that you give him a glance. The ninth race on Friday on the 26th. We're going to talk here about Badger Kitten. What a ride here by J.J. Hernandez. This gal broke from the 11 hole going a mile and was able to basically stay along the rail, found room into the stretch, scooted through inside, and won going away. So Badger Kitten certainly was a sharp-looking effort from her. Yeah, it's a $50,000 maiden race. Maiden claiming, but look for her to come back and give her a peek on the turf at Santa Anita. On the 27th, let's talk about Gregory's Pride here in the first race. This horse tracked early nicely. Looked like he was full of run coming through the stretch. Had to go between horses, and he kind of hesitated a little bit. He didn't seem to have that courage that was needed to go through. He didn't accelerate between horses late. He wound up finishing third here, I think, in a race that's better than looked. Maybe if he had been on the outside and not had to go through between horses in the stretch, that would have been more advantageous for him. But nonetheless, we were impressed with his run. That's Gregory's Pride in the first race on Saturday. And then the ninth race here, Beyond Brilliant. How good is Kent DeSormo riding? Goodness gracious. A nice wire-to-wire win here by this son of Twirling Candy. Covered the mile in an eighth effortlessly. He looked good on the lead. He was rated beautifully. And this guy, the John Sheriff's son of Twirling Candy, is definitely razor sharp. And we're going to be anxiously awaiting him again when he comes back at Santa Anita, and look for DeSormo to get the mount back on him again as well. And the second race on Sunday, the 28th, vetoed. Very disappointing race here. Not sure what happened with this Bob Baffert, son of Baron, gelded son of Baron. He was stretching out for the first time, two turning at a mile, and we expected big things from him, and absolutely nothing. A real puzzler. So we're going to maybe possibly look for him to return to sprinting, although he's bred the two turn. Yeah, maybe this is just a race that we can toss. Nonetheless, Vetoed is going to be a horse we're going to circle and give another chance next time, because we certainly didn't see the best effort from him. The fourth race on Sunday, New Grange. This was a Bob Baffert first-time starter, a son of Violence. Very nice-looking win here. He won with a lot left, with a lot in the tank. Galloped out very well, came back looking good. New Grange is going to be a horse we're going to follow when he surfaces first time versus winners. And then finally, in the sixth race on Sunday, how about the effort here under the eager apprentice, Diego Herrera, Solo Animo, $10.40. This horse, folks, bobbled bad at the start. Usually a natural speed horse. He had to be used hard to get up close to the lead. He was forced wide into the first turn and drew into the race on the backside, battled gamely, and was able to prevail in a much better-than-looked effort here. That is Solo Animo. Obviously, he is very sharp and deserves to be followed when we see him again next time. All right, that's going to do it for this Wednesday, December 1st. Thank you for tuning in. And again, I encourage everybody to visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Get on board for the upcoming 7-day meet at Los Alamitos. And then the big one, the granddaddy of them all, opening day at Santa Anita on December 26th, which this year will be on Sunday. Cash some bets this upcoming week at Los Al. Thanks for joining us. Good luck at the races, and we'll be talking to you again soon. This has been Eddie the Hat. Good luck, and let's cash those tickets.